For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Roy broke doctor's orders.
I did.
What'd you do? You took the boot off, didn't you?
I did. I took the boot off because I didn't want to be... By the way, if you guys didn't know, I broke a toe and fractured my foot. And so they gave me a boot so that I don't put all my weight on the foot, because I fractured the bottom part of my foot. So they gave me a boot so I wouldn't put all my weight on that foot. And I didn't want to wear the boot because it's a whole thing. It's a whole... I mean, me getting out of vehicles, I have to like literally swing this big old thing into the car. It's hard to move. And so we went to the paranormal investigation with Caps over the weekend with you guys. I Google mapped the house. And I was like, well, it's kind of a smaller house. I don't want to be, you know, lugging my big foot around everywhere.
So Scaring the ghost off with your big
feet. So, you know, they don't understand that. For some odd reason, every ghost is from the 1800s, and they have no idea of modern medicine. I don't know why.
What is wrong with that guy's foot?
Yeah. You know?
Do you have any questions for us?
Yes. What is on that man's foot? Yeah. All of us up here are making bets.
Back in my day, we would have just shot him and got rid of him.
Put him out to pasture.
Yeah. We're sitting there having a seance, and like the ghost has nothing to Adele, the owner of the house. It's all questions about Roy. Yeah.
Why is he not wearing the boot then?
Didn't the doctor say he should?
Even in 1816, when I died, we followed doctor's orders.
Well, and I got cocky this weekend because I was like, well, Friday, I didn't wear it, and it seemed fun. It wasn't hurting. Saturday, I wore it for like half the day, took the rest of the half day off, and then Sunday, didn't even wear it.
And how did you feel on, like Sunday morning, let's say?
Sunday morning, I was still fine, so I didn't wear it all day. I'm like, you know what? My foot's good. I'm healed. And then I wake up this morning, sharp pains. Every time I take a step, feels like someone's stabbing my foot.
You know, those doctors, they might know what they're talking about.
I probably refractured it. You know, I probably healed just
probably
a little.
Worse.
Yeah.
Did you ignore doctor's orders and what happened? Real quick, 704-570-9595. You can also text that number. We got a text message from someone with an area code 410 that said he developed a blood clot. The doctor told me to rest. I went to a car show. Developed a second blood clot. Those are dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
Got to follow doctor's orders, man. And that's why you got to finish your medicine too, Roy. Are you? Do you not finish your?
I'm bad at that.
You are?
Yeah, to finish the whole prescription.
Yeah,
I got leftover pills from everything in my cabinet. It looks like I'm having a pharmacy.
I don't know when I might need them again. I hate going to the doctor.
Yeah, but they want you to take a certain amount to knock out the infection.
I know, but the other thing is, they're like, "Well, it's going to take 6 weeks to." For my fracture to heal, I can't wear this boot for 6 weeks.
You can't if you don't want to feel like you did this morning.
So is it back on?
Well, yeah, it's on.
Okay.
I wobbled my butt up here. And then, like, that's the other thing. Like, now, because I have to open my car door all the way open to get out because it's a whole thing. So then now I'm having to walk further away, and now I really want a handicap placard. It's not fair. I need a handicap placard. And I mentioned it to my doctor, and he laughed, just like you just did.
Hey, I'm not even sure if we have handicap spots here.
Oh, you're right.
I guess we have to, but
on the building.
On
like
the
where the
oh,
where
you're
that
right.
loading
You'd
is.
Be super
yeah.
close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Even closer than the garage.
How do I get in on this?
I don't know, man. No, dude, somebody else texted and said it's important for you guys to finish all your antibiotics. Otherwise, you'll create a new super germ and everyone will die.
I don't know.
So dramatic.
I'm with you, sir, ma'am.
Super germ.
Yeah, we don't want any super germs. Finish your antibiotics.
It sounds like that person's talking to us like we're a 5-year-old trying to explain the importance of
Let me dumb this
medicine.
Down for them.
Yeah. So, yeah, now I'm all in pain, you know.
Somebody else had a full hysterectomy over Thanksgiving weekend, and they insisted on going back to work over the holidays because they wanted to see their kids at school. But because they went back in that week and didn't dress like they told them to, they were out until February, walking with a cane. Listen to the Dr. Roy exclamation point.
And let me tell you this move. I'm going to sound like a jerk saying this, but it happened. So I'm leaving the movie theater. I didn't wear my boot to the movie theater yesterday. And as I'm walking out, someone has my exact same boot. So it makes me think they went to my doctor. But they have my exact same boot, but they had, get this, a walker.
Ooh.
And I'm like, wuss. I didn't need that. As I'm walking out just fine, I'm like, look how dramatic they are using a walker for the boot.
And now you're begging for one.
I know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.